to Matthew 28.
Oh, thank you. Oh, the King James is my favorite. What page did he say?
It's Matthew 28.
Okay, but it doesn't really answer the page number.
My friend, if you're gonna stay with us, you're gonna have to be quiet, okay? Let me preach.
Page 730.
Okay, thank you.
730, he said. The New Testament. All right, let's have prayer before we begin. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day of life that you've given to us, Lord. We're thankful for our health, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we look around the world today. There's many different afflictions and diseases and things. And as we've spoken of COVID, dear Heavenly Father, and Lord, probably, no doubt, each one of us have been affected sometimes. And Lord, we ask you to just be with us throughout another winter, dear Heavenly Father, and bless us and take care of us, dear Heavenly Father, and not only just with the COVID, but flus and other things, dear Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with each and every one that's here this morning, Lord. We're here to hear the Word of God. We're here to receive something from the Spirit of God, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, that we may grow, we may gain something, dear Heavenly Father, to be an increase of our soul. Dear Lord, that we may be pleasing to you. Dear Lord, your desire is to instruct us, give us instructions. And the Heavenly Father, that your desire is for that we follow those instructions, dear Lord. We be obedient to those instructions, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, so we ask you to bless us, dear Lord, and that's our desire for this morning. You see some of the thoughts that we have here this morning, Lord, and we ask you to anoint me, anoint the message, dear Heavenly Father, that we'll bring it just as you would have us to, and we'll certainly thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to pick up here in verse 18. This is sort of the end of Jesus' ministry here. So Matthew 28, verse 18, and Jesus said here, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. As I mentioned here, that Jesus is preparing to go back to heaven. He'd already been crucified. He'd already been rose from the dead. And he's speaking with the disciples and try to fill in some of the gaps in the last several years of his ministry. He's trying to leave them with something. And I thought about it, and you know, each and every one of us have probably had children or grandchildren and things, or friends, and we've separated from them, maybe been with some friends for a week, and we know we won't see them for maybe 6 months or a year, maybe who knows when the next time we'll see them. And we try to leave them with a positive note, a happy note, or something. And our children, I think of our children especially, this wasn't the thought of my message, but I was, as I started the message, I thought about, you know, as we send our children off to school, and if you can remember that far back some, and even our grandchildren, it burdens us that we're taking what I hear some people say, that we're taking this most precious part of our lives and handing it to someone else to take care of for the next 12 years or whatever. And I don't know if I was as nervous when my own children went to school as I have been with my grandchildren. I don't know why. Just, you know, when Wyatt first went to school last year, I remember the real being nervous and things. Of course, he started this year. But we want to help them and instruct them and give them. And so Jesus here, doing the same thing, he's getting ready to leave the disciples. And he's getting ready to leave them in this world. And over in Matthew, and I'll turn over here, but in Matthew 16 and 10, he says, Jesus told him one time, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. You know, as saints of God, that's basically what we are. We're very vulnerable to the world out there. We're the people that desire to be honest, sincere, live righteous, but the world doesn't have that, and they want to attack anyone that is a weaker vessel, so to speak. And Jesus understood that, and he says, I'm sending you out there. I'm not going to be with you. I'm not going to be able to help you. I'm not going to be able to be around and things, but I want to leave you with some things. I want to leave you with some instructions, some information. And he goes on to say here in these couple verses, and it's just a very basic thought of my message for this morning. So he says, go into all the nations. He gives them a direction. And just as they did with John or Peter there at one time, but he gives them a direction. He goes, go into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And we know that the Word of God teaches us the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The word Trinity is not mentioned in the Bible at all.
Amen.
And when I didn't realize this, actually, until this morning going back over, and I looked it up. Now, you can go ahead and look it up. I didn't get in too detail. I have some dictionary back here that I didn't look it up. And then, but if you Google the Trinity, and I went into Webster's Dictionary on my phone, every single definition for the Trinity comes from the Godhead. There's not another definition of a Trinity of something in the world, but it talks about God the Father, God the Son, God the... That's where the word, the definition Trinity came from, is the speaking of a part of the Godhead, the three of the Godhead. And Jesus tells them here, he says, when I want you to go into the world, I don't want you to baptize all men under the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the past weeks or so, I preached about Christ. I think last week, we preached about Christ. And from time to time, we preached about God. But I don't remember too many times that we teach and preach about the Holy Spirit. With the exception of maybe discussing sanctification. But that's not my message for this morning. But the Holy Spirit. And how important of a role the Spirit of God has in our lives. How important of a role that Jesus indicated as he was here, that he told the disciples, I'm going to leave you with something, a comforter. How important Jesus emphasized to them, and the Word of God tells each and every one of us, this is important for us to experience the Spirit of God and have the Spirit of God being dominated in our lives. And often, many times, I don't know, and I can say I think of myself, as I even brought this message to my own self, how often do we comprehend that or think about that or dwell on how important or how much do we put the Spirit of God in our lives as a day-to-day part? Let's go back to Matthew chapter 3. Back in Matthew chapter 3. And this is John speaking, starting his ministry here, speaking about, I guess this is the first time the Spirit of God has been sort of preached upon. And John chapter 3 and verse 11, John says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. John emphasized this important part of his message. I baptize you with water, John says, unto repentance, but there's someone coming after me who was Jesus Christ, who is greater than John was. He goes, he's going to come and he's going to baptize you with the Spirit of God and with fire, he mentions there. The word, the thinking of fire in the Bible, the word fire represents a refining. A refining in our lives. A teaching us to learn to live the way Christ is pleased with us. When we get saved, and especially, I shouldn't even say especially, but when we get saved, whether we've been brought up in the church or we're a stranger to the church, we relatively know very little about that word. I remember when I first got saved, I was brought up in Sunday school through here. I knew some of the stories, and probably by the stories that I was taught, helped me to bring me to a place to believe and trust in God. I knew some of it, but all the little things, I didn't know any of those things. Yes. And when I got saved, the Spirit of God, through the preaching of the Word of God, had to help me and teach me and show me and direct me and bring me to a final truth. And as I thought about, I said about the fire, it refines, it burns, it takes away some things. It helps us to get some things out of our lives. You know, a fire is pretty dramatic in life. Fire will change the conditions of almost anything. A natural fire. I deal with fire on the job sometimes. Sometimes I have parts on a transmission that I can't get apart. I need to get fire on it. I have to put fire on something, and if I have something, I'm thinking of something in my mind, if I have something, and if I have something there, this would represent a stud with a nut on the top of it. This would be the nut. I can't get this nut off. I got to put fire on it. And a lot of times when I put fire on it, that'd help loosen that and that'd take that nut off. But one time I have the problem, sometimes underneath of this on this shaft here, there can be some plastic. I put too much fire on here, it'll melt the plastic. It'll destroy the product that I am trying to save. So I have to be careful. But the Spirit of God, it knows just how much fire to put on each and every one of us. He can put too much fire on us and it can hurt us. It can damage us. But he just puts just the right enough fire. And that's what John says here, that Jesus is coming. He shall baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Are you baptized this morning by the Spirit of God? Have you been sanctified? Have you been allowing the Spirit of God to direct your lives? To indicate to you things that you need to burn off? Get rid of? Jesus, as I mentioned, emphasized the importance of the Holy Spirit. He tells us many times in the Word of God, he emphasized the Spirit of God that he's going to leave with us a comforter. And some of those things he tells us, he goes about the Spirit of God, he says the Spirit of God will be your teacher.
Amen. That's true.
A teacher's important.
Yes, amen.
He's the teacher. I like the little bumper stickers I see from time to time on the sign. It said, if you can read this on the car's bumper, if you can read this, thank a teacher. How true that is. Someone taught you and I how to read.
Yes.
Someone taught you and I some history and math and things like that. Someone taught us some things. And God says, Jesus says when he was here, I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you the Spirit of God. And he is going to teach you some things. He's going to guide you into some things. And there again, the whole thought of the message this morning to help us to realize how important the Spirit of God is to our individual lives, because some of these things is what we need to recognize him. And do we recognize him in a day-to-day basis? Do we recognize, Lord, I need you to teach me today. I need you to guide me today. Amen. The Bible says he'll be our light to our pathway. The Spirit of God says, he says, walk in the light as I am the light. He says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Do we hear the Spirit of God? Do we listen to the Spirit of God and obey? He teaches us to do some things. He guides us to do some things. He shows us to do some things. Tells us to walk in the light. Jesus said that this Holy Spirit will be a comforter.
He is.
I thank God for the comforter.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yes. I thank God for the comforting Spirit of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
To help us, to encourage us. When you're discouraged, when you look out there in the world and you're discouraged of the things that you see in the world, the Spirit of God can come and comfort you, give you a hope, give you a promise.
Amen.
Jesus says the Spirit of God will be our strength.
Yes.
I thank God for our strength.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every one of us in there, no doubt, from time to time, maybe I can probably say reasonably, every week we need help for strength today. Maybe even every day.
Every day.
We need strength today. Jesus said here in John, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. So how important is the Spirit of God? I brought to you a message last week. As I mentioned, we talked about Jesus and the thought of that Jesus. Do you believe in Christ?
Yes,
amen. So we live in the United States of America. If anybody said, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Many, many, many years ago, probably people would say, I know exactly who you're talking about. And they may say, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. They may not live for him, but I believe in Jesus Christ. Today, that's not the fact. People don't believe in Christ today. A lot of people don't know what they believe in, and people have been believing in many different religions and denominations and things. But do you believe in Christ? And if you do believe in Jesus Christ, thank God it's through the teaching and the revealing of the Spirit of God to teach you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Jesus told Peter that one time, Peter, man, flesh and blood has not revealed these to you, but my Father, which is a spirit, my Father has revealed this to you. He's our teacher. He teaches us about Christ. He teaches us that he died on the cross one day. And when I say teach, I don't necessarily mean to teach you the story of it, but teaches you to understand that it's truth. Have faith in that Christ died on the cross and his blood is the one that was shed for each and every one of us to save us from sin. He teaches us. He reveals these things to us. He helps us. The reason that you believe is because you listen to the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
You listen to Him.
Amen.
And we need to listen to Him. And we need to tune our ears a little bit. See, we've got satellite radio now. You don't have to tune much in. I mean, it's direct. You plug in a station or whatever and boom, it's right there. How many of you remember the old radio, and you had to turn that dial just a little bit, and you get a station from somewhere, and it's coming in pretty good. All you have to do is have a little weather change, and you're working on tweaking that a little bit. Well, you know what? We need to do the same thing with the Spirit of God. Lord, help us. It's not a direct connection. It's a part on our end, as I said to you the other week when I was praying one time. I said, Lord, I said this. I said, Lord, help me to be able to draw closer to you. And God stopped me in my prayer. He says, no, that's not how it works. I don't help you. I'm as close to you as you need to be. You need to work on coming closer to me.
Amen.
See, sometimes people just want to plug in the radio station, or so to speak, the Spirit of God station, and it's there. But we have to work. We have to tweak it to get closer to Him, to hear the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Listening to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You know, you believe someone because of they've told you something and you listen to them. You know that? Many times have you heard somebody say something to you? It could be anything. And you say, where'd you hear that from? I heard it from this source or that source or whatever. And somehow you heard this and you believed it. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that doesn't matter that way. But do we listen for the Spirit of God's direction? Do we put those things in practice? If you believe in Christ, it's because you've listened to the Spirit of God by the help of the Lord. The Spirit of God is a teacher.
Amen.
Let's go to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. I'll pick up in verse 12. Again, this is Jesus speaking. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. You know, every one of us are in that category right now.
Amen.
Whether you've been saved for 6 months or 60 years, there's still some things we are just not able to bear. And in reality, I said there are still some things. I meditate on some things. I was speaking to someone this week, and we were talking about some different things. And sometimes I look out there in the sky and the universe, and there's moons and stars and planets so far that we can't at all see with the naked eye. And there you've got telescopes upon telescopes upon telescopes to be able to see these. And I think, why is Saturn out there? What purpose is Saturn for? What purpose is some of these stars and moons that are, I don't even know how far out, light years away, of none of us? But God made them for His purpose. So when we think about it, He says here, Jesus says, I have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them. Every one of us in here, there's certain things that we just still aren't capable, we aren't ready to handle. But in our world, in our little world, the Spirit of God, and again, back when we first got saved, the Spirit of God gave us little bit of things, just like you do a child.
Yeah.
It gives you a little bit of things that you can handle, some life. You enjoy it or you reject it. A little bit later, he gives you some more light and some more light and more light, and you come to the place to where you can grow there. Verse 13, I will read 12 and tie 13 in there together. I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come.
Thank God. Amen.
Jesus says, when the Spirit of God comes, he'll guide you into truth. Do we hear the Word of God? Do we hear
yes.
the Spirit of God? Just hold on. Just hold on a second, Kay.
Okay.
Wait till let me finish.
Okay, I will.
So do we hear the Spirit of God?
Amen. Yes.
Do we listen to the Spirit of God?
Yes.
Because Jesus says here in verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, come, he will guide you. So in our job, our desire, Lord, help us. Do you want truth? That's one question you have to ask yourself. You know, you would think that would be an easy question to answer, say, yes, I want truth. But there are people out there, they don't want truth. And the reason they don't want truth, you can look how they live and how they conduct themselves. But Jesus says, if you want truth, the Spirit shall guide you in all truth. Jesus mentioned as he walked on this earth, he says it's needful for him to go away. I always think that's an interesting statement. And he told the disciples, you know, I got to go away. I need to go away. I need to go away because if I don't go away, the Comforter won't come. The Spirit of God won't come. And I need to give you this Spirit. That's why I say how much he emphasized to the disciples how important the Spirit was. I need to go away so that we can give you something that is even better. In one sense, if you could say what Jesus says, it's even better than himself. Well, I don't understand that, but that's a part of some things we may not understand. But God sends the Spirit of God. Sister Linda played a song this morning. He wants his way in thee.
Amen.
And verse 1 says, God has sent the Holy Spirit. Thank God for that. Every single service that you're in, God sends the Spirit of God and sits next to you and you and you and you. To our hearts and honored guests, to deliver us from evil and to bring us peace and rest. He has come to work within us. Heaven's purpose is so blessed. He wants his way in thee. Verse 2, he says, let the Spirit do the planning. If I can emphasize anything this morning, I say even to myself, I've read some messages before I preach them. I say, Lord, help me. As you go through your day, as you start out your day and you pray, Lord, allow me to hear the direction of the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit do the planning in my life today. Thyself, I'm just picking parts out of verse 2. Let the Spirit do the planning. Point the way thy feet shall go. In verse 4, it says, we'll read this. All thyself to him surrender. As he pleases, let him do. In the path he leadeth follow, whether they be old or new. When the task seems hard before thee, he with power will endure. He wants his way in thee.
Yes,
all thyself to him surrender. As he pleases, let him do. When the task seems hard before thee, he with power will endure. How many times does the Spirit of God tell us to be quiet?
Something we're dealing with.
Brother Herschel said that. I didn't. He's listening to the message between the lines. All of us, no doubt. Spirit of God has said, hey, be quiet. Sometimes the Spirit of God tells you, you need to say something.
Amen.
And really, so really in both areas, it can be difficult. Sometimes it can be difficult to quiet up your mouth. Maybe it may not even be as it is to say something. The Spirit of God say, I need you to say something. I need you to testify. I need you to witness. I need you to interact here or whatever. How many times does the Spirit of God speak to us? How many times does the Spirit of God say, this is the way I want you to walk. Walk in. This is a path. This is what I want you to do. This is the path I want you to travel today. Walk ye in it. How many times has the Spirit of God direct you to things? I won't elaborate on this. I remember I wasn't saved but for a very, very short period of time. And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart one time, put me in the middle of two places. I was right, and even to this day I pray about that scenario. I was right in the middle of the point A and point B. And the Spirit of God spoke to me. I was not saved long. I don't even know how long I was saved. But I recognized it was the Spirit of God. What decision you're going to make. The Spirit of God's going to say from time to time what decision you're going to make. You're going to continue that way or you're going to continue this way. Where are we at? The chorus of this song says, yield unto the Holy Spirit. Let him have his way with thee. Be thou ready to obey him. He leads to victory. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, we're going to pick up here in verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Amen.
Verse 14 there, he says, are you being led by the Spirit of God? You know, there are people in the world that say, I love the Lord. But they're not being led by the Spirit of God. Because we can see their actions. We can see their life. And there's different ones that I know in my own personal lives. They say, oh, I think I'm a child of God. Well, you can say that, but the Bible teaches us we expect to see some fruit. And when you're living that way, and the Spirit of God is true, we know the Spirit of God is completely true, He will teach you to sometimes, there's some things we need to cut off. There's some things the Spirit of God needs to burn out of our lives and destroy some things to make us be a child of God. In verse 16 there, the latter part, he says, well, I'll read the whole thing. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I didn't read all those verses. I want to get one more verse out of there. In verse 3 of the song, he wants his way. He does sometimes, I think it's an important verse, so I'm glad I didn't leave this out. He does sometimes work in silence. Brother Danny made comment about that during the preliminary. When you don't know it, God works in silence when we're not even aware. That's because He loves us. How many times have you done things for your children? A benefit for the children. And your mom's out there, you've washed her clothes. They don't care. They just put on the clothes that you give to them. They don't care if they're dirty or not. You've cleaned their bed. You've made them dinner. You've done things for them, and they're completely unaware. The Spirit of God does things for us every day that maybe we're unaware of. He does sometimes work in silence when thou dost not know at all.
Amen.
He does sometimes speak so softly, thou must listen for the call.
Amen.
But if thou wilt trust Him fully, a key part to my message this morning. If you will trust Him fully, He will be thine all in all. He wants his way in thee.
Amen.
Sometimes, even us, we can't be quiet enough, long enough, to hear the Spirit of God. Verse that I enjoy reminding myself many times, Psalms 46 and 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." You want a challenge? You want some homework this week? Sometime through the week, take some time and go sit somewhere. I don't care where it is. Eliminate all noise from your life and things and sit for 5 minutes at least and meditate on the things of God. So what do I meditate? Anything. Thank you for my life.
Yeah.
I thank you that I have eyesight to see in a few more weeks the beautiful colors that are going about to come about.
Yes,
I was thanking God this morning. I sat out front this morning on the porch. I thought, "Lord, I thank you for the rain. We haven't had rain. It's been gone for rain. We haven't had it." I don't want destructive rain, but like Brother Jim mentioned, it was bad up there. Dougie had bad rain the other day. He lost power for 2 days almost. But sit and think on God.
Yes.
Be still and know that I am God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 16 again. "And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." I thank God that from time to time, I know we battle, we're battling in this world, but from time to time, we have that spiritual connection that God's pleased with us and that we're the children of God. You know, they say that people that are twins have a connection. They like a lot of things. They think a lot of different ways. They're just things. My wife is a twin, and there's just some things that they've talked about over years. And my wife's twin lives on the other side of the country in Washington. Lynn lives here, and they're apart for years. They don't ever come together. And they are familiar with many things. They like the same thing. You know, Linda and I, we're not twins, but being the same parents and everything, her and I, in the last several years, we've realized how much we are alike. We share the same parents. We share the same father and mother. And how much we have a likeness in food and different things and all that. And it's kind of interesting. Well, you know, when I have the Spirit of God and you have the Spirit of God, there's going to be a harmony.
Amen.
Yes.
There's going to be a desire for one work together. There's not going to be, you have a Spirit of God and you believe in this particular teaching, and I have a Spirit of God and I believe in this particular teaching. It can't be. We cannot be in the same Spirit of God. I can't have someone that says you need to be baptized to be saved. That's not a teaching in the Word of God. A teaching of being water baptized. John said, "I baptize you with water unto repentance." You repent and you can be baptized. Peter taught them after Pentecost. He says, "Repent and be baptized." But there's teachings. Now, I understand there can be some things that are you don't have an understanding, maybe. And I can work with that sometimes, but when some people are adamant about that, we're not serving the same Spirit. Are you being led by the Spirit? "The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Are you aware of the presence of the Spirit? I read to you in that song, "He sometimes speaks so softly." The Spirit of God is not strong-natured. He's very soft. He's very subtle. We have to listen for him. We have to pay heed to him. Are you aware of the very presence of the Spirit of God? Do you entertain the Spirit? As I said, you go in the prayer, "Lord, allow the Spirit to guide me today. Lord, allow the Spirit to teach me today. Lord, allow the Spirit to help me today." Are you entertaining the Spirit of God in your life? So this morning, as I leave you with any thought, help us to be aware the Spirit of God is with every one of us.
Yes, amen.
And he desires to be a part of our lives. Just as a mother and father desire to be a part of their children's lives, to help them to be beneficial to them and help them through life. The Spirit of God desires that. Are we aware of that from time to time?
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. We'll have a song.
Amen. Oh, thank you.
Hi, let's stand up and open our psalm book on page 97. Page 97.
Spirit, work within me through my life by the help of the Lord.